On the live line with us this morning from Sonoma State University, Dave McEwen is here. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you?
So far, so good, Dave. Senator Feinstein just this morning said that she wants Donald Trump Jr. to testify in Washington as early as next week about the Trump Jr. emails, the meeting with the Russian attorney, etc. Step aside from moral issues for a moment. Could he be in legal trouble here?
Well, the question right now, it's more political trouble than legal trouble. Collusion and coordination are difficult aspects to demonstrate. But if there is an opportunity to do that, and if the Russians were encouraged or engaged, that means there could be a violation of several different federal laws. And the email trail that Donald Jr. laid out certainly gives indications of that. But again, it's a very difficult case to demonstrate or to show. And that's why right now it's much more of a political problem than a legal problem. And part of that is that the White House messaging has been all over the map, and messaging outside as well. So you have to pay attention to what General Flynn will say, what Paul Manafort will say. All of those will compound any appearance that Donald Trump Jr. makes before either the Senate Judiciary Committee or the Intelligence Committee. Both of those committees could be places to watch where he potentially would have to give some testimony.
In California is so interesting right now. We've been talking about a story all week long where the Republicans can't find anyone to run for statewide office. Meanwhile, the Democrats are in this huge revolt against each other. There's the Bernie Sanders wing of the party, and then there's the old school wing of the party. Who would you say has it worst right now?
Well, it has it worse right now, certainly the Republicans. The Republicans, with the lack of a state constitutional officer, and really with a number of options that haven't been able to come to fruition. San Diego Mayor Kevin Falconer, who bowed out of potentially running next year, leaves the Republicans with a dearth of statewide potential candidates. They have a number of local office holders, but none of those folks really have been able to be elevated. And then if you look more closely at the Democrats, there is a war that's going on. Part of this is a function of single-payer health care with the nurses and the Bernie Sanders progressive wing really pushing at politicians in Sacramento. And I think what you will see over the next year to year and a half as we head to 2018 is also greater tension between establishment Democrats and progressives, but also within the legislature and Governor Brown. Governor Brown is going to want to go his way on building a legacy on several different things, and those in the legislature that are on his team that are Democrats in the leadership are going to want to go a different direction. So that's something to watch, because the tension between the Brown administration and Democratic leaders will also grow. Republicans will salivate about that, but right now their lack of prospects for statewide constitutional candidates that are competitive is something to watch as well.
As we know, President Trump is in Paris meeting with the French president for the next couple of days. Meanwhile, the GOP trying to get enough votes together to pass yet another version of the GOP health care bill. Dave, if that dog won't hunt, to quote Ross Perot, if this particular version doesn't fly, what next?
Yeah, this is a real dilemma, because the dilemma is, you know, staying in session in the Senate for a couple weeks in August, which is the latest plan to get something together. But that's all a focus on health care. And Republicans, there are many Republicans, especially moderate Republicans, who were worried about those Medicaid cuts in their states and are worried about staying in and focusing on health care if the votes aren't there. Right now, the votes aren't there next week. That could be a real problem for Mitch McConnell. It could hurt him, because then the key thing on the agenda next is tax reform. So if the Trump administration heads into August without health care reform voted on to go to conference to weed out the differences between the House and Senate versions, that now we're into September, then you can't get tax reform done. Then, you know, things are really pushing forward. There aren't enough legislative days without keeping folks in session in August to get this all done, and there aren't enough votes. That's two out of three strikes. One more strike here, a defection or two, and healthcare will certainly be dead, at least for now, until we head into an election year next year where all bets will be off.
Dave, I'd love to get your idea about the trickle of rumors that Mark Zuckerberg is going to run for president. He's in Dakota on another listening tour. He's been all over the country doing these listening tours. Can the CEO of Facebook, a 30-year-old billionaire, become president of the United States?
Anyone can become president of the United States. What are you talking about?
Anybody can, but can they get elected?
Well, he's got to be 35 first, to run. But in addition to that, he's someone at least to watch because Democrats are casting a wide net because they don't have a lot of good candidates, and he could always, you know, put forward a third-party candidacy. But Democrats looking outside the box are looking for non-traditional candidates, an actor, someone who's, you know, some from the social media world. Those are places to look for them because right now establishment politicians are not going to help them. Sheryl Sandberg, the chief operating officer of Facebook, would have been on the short list to be in a Hillary Clinton cabinet had she won the presidency. So I think she's someone else to watch, at least in terms of California politics and agitating in 2018 and beyond.
So there is an alternative to Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, for 2020. Good to know, Dave. Good to know. Hey, thanks so much for being... Thanks for being with us this morning and jumping all over the place with subjects. We appreciate that, Dave.
Well, I always enjoy talking with you both. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's Dave McEwen from Sonoma State University, a political professor there.